You're listening to Progtopus Radio, home for all your progressive and other rock needs.
Welcome to Progtopus Radio, and welcome to 2021. This is the station that plays you rock of all descriptions. Please keep listening and request your favourite bands and your favourite tracks. DJP's Rock Vinyl is here for you.
And here I am. Yeah, this is a live broadcast from Progtopus Radio. A new one for 2021. Just got confused there. Yeah, and the first session we're going to do is a look at music from 50 years ago. Yeah, all the music today will be from 1971. I was just thinking to myself, here we are in 2021. I wonder what new music we're going to get this year. And then I thought, well, people must have been thinking that in 1971. What have we got to look forward to? They must have been thinking. Now, one of the pieces of music that they would have heard in 1971 would have been from this little band called Led Zeppelin. Yeah. They released their fourth album. Yeah. Some people call it Led Zeppelin 4. Some people call it Cymbals. But on that album was a song called Misty Mountain Hop. It was a B-side to the single Black Dog. Now, the most common interpretation of the song's title involves a reference to the Misty Mountains in J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit. The lyrics refer to the events of the 7th of July 1968, a legalised pot rally in Hyde Park, London, in which police made arrests for marijuana possession. The lyrics reflect Plant's quest, that's Robert Plant, the lead singer, for a better society. A place and time when hang-ups are replaced with individual freedom and a life of mutual support and rapport. Well, do we think that's happened yet? Misty Mountain Hop from Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
If that doesn't give you a hippie feel, I don't know what will. Bit of Led Zeppelin there and the wonderful Misty Mountain Hop.
You're listening to Proctopus Radio. Do you like your music? A bit of melody, perhaps. Are you into neo-prog rock?
JP's Rock Vinyl here. So how's your 2021 going so far? I hope you're enjoying it. Well, we've had a bit of snow. Well, we have here. Crossing the moors yesterday on a bus. The snow coming down. Very exciting. Anyway, let's get back to 1971. And here's a track from another quite well-known figure in the music world. Yes, it's David Bowie. And he brought out his album Hunky Dory in 71. And on that album was a track called Oh You Pretty Things. Now it opens with only piano and Bowie's vocal. Well, I'll let you tell me who's playing the piano. And then it enters a simple refrain that's been compared with the Beatles' Martha, My Dear. Thematically, the song has been seen as reflecting the influences of occultist Aleister Crowley, philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, and Edward Bulwer-Lytton's 1871 novel, Vril, The Power of the Coming Race, and heralding the impending obsolescence of the human race in favour of an alliance between arriving aliens and the youth of the present society. Well, I'll let you dwell on that while you listen to Oh You Pretty Things by David Bowie.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed, put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I'll think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here. Their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The earth is a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things.
So from 1971, David Bowie, Oh You Pretty Things, with, on keyboards, Mr. Rick Wakeman. And that's sort of a nice link to the next track. But before we go there, how are your New Year's resolutions? Have you made any? Well, yeah, we all have one about keeping fit in some way, don't we? Or losing weight. Or giving up some vice that we've got. My other one this year is to see some live music. Wouldn't it be great? Well, we've got a way to go yet before we get to that. So I hope you keep listening to Proctopus Radio while we're waiting for that time and thinking of the good things that are going to come our way. Right, next track. As I've said, it's from a group with a link with Rick Wakeman. Yes, it's Yes. And they're brilliant. The Yes album was released in 1971. Now, Rick hadn't joined the group at this point, but it was their third studio album, released in February 71. It was the first album to feature Steve Howe and the last to feature keyboardist Tony Kaye. Now, on that album is one of my favourite tracks, although the whole album's pretty brilliant. There's a track called Perpetual Change. And John Anderson inspired to write the lyrics by the view of the countryside from the cottage at Churchill. Now, the middle of this track features a polyrhythmic structure where two pieces of music are in different time signatures and they're playing simultaneously. Yep, classic Yes. Perpetual Change from Yes.
On the lawn, I learn in every
beautiful. And there we had, yes, with Perpetual Change. Yes, when I got into prog rock in my last few years at senior school in 78, 77, around that time, yes, their early stuff, I got their albums, etc. And the Yes album is one of those that I always go back to. If I just want to get grounded again in some of the original progressive rock. Absolutely superb album. And my lads just bought it me on vinyl because I only had it on cassette tape. I played it all the time in the car, etc. And then, of course, I've been increasing my vinyl collection again. And he bought it for me for my birthday. Last year. So there we have it. That was the Yes album, and now we're going to go on to another group. Now, the eponymous debut from this group was actually released in January the 16th, 72. Okay? Now, that's pretty close to 71, and the whole album was recorded in 71. So I'm just going to include it because it's my show and I'll make the rules. DJ P's Rock Vinyl. So, the band is Blue Oyster Cult, and they're an American hard rock band. Well, they're a bit more than hard rock. Maybe this album was more hard rock. Now, the album features this track, which is called Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll. It's written by Sandy Pearlman, Donald Rosier and Albert Bouchard, and it was released as a single. Bouchard performs lead vocals, also singing from his drum kit in concerts. Now, the riff was apparently or allegedly inspired by Black Sabbath's song The Wizard. It remains a staple of Blue Oyster Cult's live shows. So, here we go with Blue Oyster Cult, Cities on Fire, with Rock and Roll.
Rock and roll. Thank you.
So that was Blue Oyster Cult, Cities in Flame with Rock and Roll. I hope you enjoyed that. That was from 1971, as all tracks are today on this special broadcast. My first New Year broadcast for 2021, playing all tracks from 50 years ago, 1971.
You're listening to Proctopus Radio, home for all your progressive and other rock needs.
And now we're going to get to the last track for this session. I hope you've enjoyed the session. And I hope you listen to Proctopus Radio and let other people know about it. Now, if you want to get in contact with me, just do hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl on Twitter and leave me a message. Perhaps there's some music you'd like to hear, a particular track, or a particular album, tracks from a particular album. I've done a few sessions already as podcasts, which I'm putting up onto this radio station, where I take a particular album and play my four or five favourite tracks from that album. Have a listen. And maybe if you found me through Facebook, send me a message on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. I'm trying to engineer this radio station to what people might like. I think people want to hear, you know, certain amount of music from the same artists in blocks. That's what I'm trying to do. Or a certain type of music that you might like to hear. I'm playing a lot of progressive rock. I like playing heavy rock, some heavy metal. I like all types of rock, really. And all types of music, to be honest. Even some classical symphonic style rock. And there's a lot of new progressive music and new rock coming up. And again, I think it'd be nice to hear some of that, wouldn't you? So let me know what your favourites are, past, present, and hopefully future from 2021. And we can all enjoy it together. But right now, we're going to play the last track for this session. And it's not the whole track, and I'm going to get slated for that, I know. But it is the ending of a track, which comes from an album from 1971. And that album is Nursery Crime by Genesis. Yeah, it's 50 years since they made that album. Now, this version of it is from a live FM broadcast recorded at Uptown Theatre, Chicago, in 13th of October, 1978. So yes, it is Phil Collins on vocals, but let's have a listen to this. It's the Musical Box live recording, closing section, Genesis.
I've been waiting here for so long. And all this time that passed me by, you know, it doesn't seem to matter now. Not now. You stand there with your fixed expression,
now. Thank you to Genesis there, playing us the closing section from the musical box, originally from the album Nursery Crime, 50 years old this year. And if you're interested in Nursery Crime, look out on Proctopus Radio for my special Nursery Crime session, where I play some of my favourite tracks and talk about the album Nursery Crime. So, that was it. That was my first session of 2021 on Proctopus Radio. This is DJ P's Rock Vinyl saying, have a good year. Let's hope it's a good one. Until next time, I'll leave you with Proctopus Radio. Listen out for sessions playing 24 hours, 7 days a week. Bye for now.
Welcome to Proctopus Radio. And welcome to 2021. This is the station that plays you rock of all descriptions. Please keep listening and request your favourite bands and your favourite tracks. DJ P's Rock Vinyl is here for you.
You're listening to Proctopus Radio. How do you like your music? A bit of melody, perhaps. Prog rock.
Radio. And welcome to 2021. This is the station that plays you rock of all descriptions. Please keep listening and request your favourite bands and your favourite tracks. DJ P's Rock Vinyl is here for you. Proctopus Radio.